Hi, Ms. Leahy, and hi, anybody who honestly listens to this. My name is Lata Mabai, and I'm going to be doing a podcast, like more of an analyst of a poem that I read, and I wrote a whole essay about, and about what this poem, what I think it means. And this poem is called I'm Offering This Poem. And if I'm going to be quite honest, I've never, ever, 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 ever got the hang of poems. Nothing really I could be good with. I could never really fully stick to writing a poem. I could never have a full thought and write it on a paper and be like, I'm gonna write a whole poem about this. I'm gonna put all my figurative language onto this. Because honestly, it's really hard for me to do that. I think I'm better at writing argumentative essays because, yes, I like to argue. I really, really like to argue. It is something that I'm really good at sometimes. Sometimes I am. But it just seems like there's more structure to it. And more structure means I can put more thought into within those lines. And the only time I can really think outside the box, I can go outside of my structure, I can go outside and beyond the world is honestly in art. And that art is not poems, unfortunately. It is painting, it is drawing and making things up and creating cartoons and comics. It's something that I'm really decently good at. But poems, nope. It was an instant no from the beginning because I'm just not really that good at them. But I do try a lot. I try to make sure that they sound good. But sometimes they just sound like a bunch of like random jumbled words on a piece of paper about how sad I am sometimes, or like how sad this instant was. But honestly, it's to me though, when I see people who can write poems really, really nice and put all their meaning into it and focus all their ideas in a one single piece of art, it really hits different. They're beautiful. I mean, they have a deep and rich meaning and emotions written to each one of them. So it feels like somebody can put one idea and have a different perspective about it and put different words on it about how different they could put their whole opinion to political views, how different they could put their opinion to different types of consoles. Like, you could put so much into one thing without it being too much. Like, people use descriptive words, they can use more similes, they can use, like, and what is another word for poems? They can put more, they could put all the, they could put their, metaphors. They could put metaphors. That's the word I was looking for. They can really just put their whole perception and all their emotions into not even that big of a word, like not even that big of like an essay. But it's not even an essay, really. It's a stanza of a poem and everything. But they're really able to just do all of that. And it's really, really cool to me. And I think that it's something that's really cool if you're able to write them, because it's just something I can't really do that well. But I'll try. I keep trying. But, okay. Enough about me. Back to this poem. I'll read the poem out, which I'm guessing is what I should do, so everyone can have a little sitch of what it is. Okay. Starting now. I'm offering this poem to you, since I have nothing else to give. Keep it like a warm coat when winter comes to cover you, or like a pair of thick socks that cold cannot bite through. I love you. I have nothing else to give you, so it is a pot full of yellow corn to warm your belly in the winter. It is a scarf from your head to wear over your hair and tie up around your face. I love you. Keep it, treasure this as you would if you were lost, needing direction in the winter, in the wilderness life becomes one mature. And in the corner of your drawer, tucked away in a cabin or a hogan, and the dense trees come knocking. And I will answer, give you directions, and let you warm yourself by this fire. Rest by this fire and make you feel safe. I love you. It is all I have to give and all anyone needs to live, and to go on living inside when the world outside no longer cares or cares if you live or die. Remember, I love you. All right. So this poem, honestly, it brings a feeling of love and warmth over, if I'm going to be completely honest. My personal thoughts and my personal feelings about it. But starting off about the person who wrote this poem. This person who wrote the poem is Jimmy Santiago, I think his name is Baka or Beka. I don't know. But he was born January 2nd, 1952, and he's 68 right now. He is married to Stacey James. Also had movies that are A Place to Stand and Blood In and Blood Out. He lives in New Mexico. And he is a poet, writer, screenwriter, and speaker, and educator. He publishes a bunch of... So, apparently, he lived with one of his grandmothers for several years and then was placed in an orphanage. At the age of 13, he ran away and wound up in the living in the streets. And when he was 21, he was convicted of charges of drug possession and incarcerated. He served 6.5 years in prison, 3 of them in isolation, having expressed a desire to go to school when the guards considered this dangerous. He was put in the same area of the prison with the inmates on death row for a period of time when he was released. Okay. Honestly, that sounds very much traumatic, if I'm going to be completely honest to myself right now. He taught himself to read and write and began to compose poetry. He sold those poems to fellow inmates in exchange for cigarettes. Which is honestly pretty cool to me. I think he printed poems about immigrants in our own land and selected early poems. So, I mean, that seems pretty cool to me. I think his early life and his, past really did just shape him as a person and how he wrote his poems. And, I mean, it kind of shows on what he meant when he wrote I'm Offering You This Poem, about how he repeated I love you and how he was telling you about how much of more of his inside of the world and how he has seen or lived it to be. Because, I mean, remembering the last sentence of his poem, it was a... When the world outside no longer cares if you live or die, remember, I love you. It honestly hits home, if we're going to be completely honest here. It can really just show a positive light for what he has gone through. And I mean, I think it gives him kind of a release when he wrote this poem. Showing about how there's somebody out there who loves you and cares about you very, very much. I guess the meaning behind this poem... Kind of honestly, it seems like he wants to recreate a safe and warm place for the reader. A poem that feels or makes the reader feel comfortable and something that keeps it stable and constant within somebody's life. And the poem's use of I love you does hit a difference in emotions for people with a positive into a negative. And love being the idea of an answer. The author's showing that there's a person who is there to love you when you're not alone and you are hit as shown as with the use of the wilderness. Towards the end of the poem, though, he does talk, with his, connection to different writings, he honestly talks about, it is all I have to give and all anyone needs to live, and to go on living outside when the world outside no longer cares if you live or die, remember I love you. It kind of reminds me of The Giving Tree. The Giving Tree, it's... Alright, okay. I honestly did not like that book because I felt like the tree was being so mistreated. It made me so angry. I really wish that the tree was able to be given more. I think at one point I actually cried when I read that book. It was sad to me. But it really was just showing about how much that tree was able to give. And how he, even though the boy kept asking for more, she always kept giving. Because, I mean, it seemed like she loved that kid. She loved taking care of him. But... Towards the end of that book, though, it did remind me of how he ended his poem, about how she was still there, even when she was just a stump. I mean, also in this poem, there was a lot of freaking literary elements. They had a lot of, repetition, which can be very visible within the phrase of I love you, and how there's alliteration for the comes and cover. And all and anyone. You can really tell because of the cover, the CO and the CO, and then the and in all and anyone, it'd be the AN and the AN. There's also similes when he starts to talk about how, about the scarf, cabin, and gift, and the warm coat, showing and serving as similes, and the wilderness is maturing as a metaphor. And there's a lot of, like, different meanings and deeper showings of when he used those, which can honestly deepen your writing a lot, and it makes it a really nice one to do. And I think this poem, honestly, to me, as a personal connection, it makes me feel hope within the I love you, and it reminds me of my own way of assurance and loving someone and being stable as much as I humanly can. And another way of relating to this poem can be how my parents would bring comfort. How a couple times when my brother would go back to California from staying maybe a couple months, I would get attached and cry a lot whenever he left. So my dad would give me hot chocolate and give me hugs, and I felt 100 times better. It really, honestly, almost more every single time it made me day. It made me feel better. And it helped me from moving on, even if it was a small gesture. I also come to find comfort and warmth and love, honestly, which is a normal thing, but it is amazing, and I felt helpful. So, like, I was able to give to those I love and make sure that they know I love them. So I was able to, like, provide and give and take care of the people I love. Honestly, sometimes it makes me want to cry when I think about it, because it honestly hits home. It makes me feel like I could do as much as I could for them. All right. Well, now that I talked about all my poem, I think this podcast is done. Thank you for listening. Bye.